Mr. Lueckemeyer, it's terrific to see you again, and I'd give you a couple of thoughts on that important question. One is, if we start with stable coins before we talk about other crypto assets, I've said for a long time that the secular reduction in dollar holdings as a percentage of global central bank holdings is alarming. And this has been going on for more than 10 years at this point. So dollars as a share of the European Central Bank, the Japanese Central Bank, et cetera, has shrunk from 80-plus percent to more like 60-plus percent in a short amount of time. What that tells me is that in the future, with the rise of China and other major economies, the U.S. dollar can't take its primacy for granted, and we need to start thinking about competing on utility, on features, not just based on a post-World War II monetary system that we could take for granted for the last two generations. And that's one of the reasons that I've been such a supporter of internet-enabled dollars, which allow us to compete on features, not only on history. I think that's really critically important. The second thing I would tell you is, as we enter year 11 or 12 of a highly inflationary environment, after all, we've been printing enormous numbers of new dollars since the financial crisis, there will come a time, gradually then suddenly, when the attractiveness of the dollar relative to other currencies could change. One of the benefits of the crypto economy is that it creates some counter-incentives on the part of the Fed to do that kind of policy because people will flee to other kinds of assets. And that sort of market competition is something that I think will ultimately shore up our monetary policy and keep the dollar where it rightfully ought to be, which is as the dominant reserve currency it's been for all of our lives.
Yeah, it's right.